Have you ever thought how often Jesus asks questions? He does it a lot. Let me share with you a few examples. When Jesus was only 12 years old, his parents took him to Jerusalem, to the temple. They went there with their family and friends. And then they returned to Nazareth in a large group. And it wasn't until they were on their way that Jesus' parents realized that he wasn't with them. And they searched around for him and then eventually went back to Jerusalem and found him in the temple. And his parents were upset and scolded him. And Jesus replied with a question. Did you not know that I was bound to be in my Father's house? Even at that very young age, Jesus was raising the question of his relationship with God. On one occasion during his ministry, Jesus went into the synagogue on the Sabbath, and there was a man with a withered arm. And he knew that the Pharisees were watching him to see if he'd break the Sabbath law. And so Jesus said to them, "Is it permitted to do good or to do evil on the Sabbath? To save life or to kill?" And the Pharisees said nothing. So Jesus healed the man with the withered arm. One of Jesus' best known parables is a parable of the Good Samaritan, and it ends with a question. Jesus says that a man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and on the way he was set upon by robbers who beat him, robbed him, and left him half dead. A Levite and a priest came by, but they passed by on the other side. And then a Samaritan came, and he stopped. He bathed the man's wounds, put him on his donkey, and took him to the nearest inn and paid for him to be looked after. And Jesus says to the lawyer with whom he was talking, "Which of these three do you think was neighbor to the man who was set upon by robbers?" And so Jesus is saying to that lawyer that it was a despised foreigner, the Samaritan, who was the one who showed love and kindness, and who is posing the question, how are we to treat those that we may look down upon and those who are foreigners? On another occasion, there's a woman who suffered bleeding for 12 years, and she comes up to Jesus through a large crowd and touches Jesus' cloak and is healed. And Jesus senses that power's gone out of him, and so he asks, "Who touched me?" Jesus is posing the question to give the woman the opportunity to be honest about her infirmity and what she's done, and also to go away in peace. Read the Gospels and you will see that frequently Jesus asks questions. Why does he do it? Well, firstly, I think he does it to make us think. Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." In other words, Paul doesn't want his Christian readers thinking about old grievances and how to get revenge, how to tell lies and deceive people, or about sexual promiscuity. He wants them to think about what is true, just, and loving. Now, there's a sense in which prayer is thinking with God. Jesus taught us what we call the Lord's Prayer. And in this prayer, we think about God's nature and his will, and how we should obey God's will. And so there's a sense in which prayer is holy thought. When you go away on holiday, my guess is that you will think about your holiday, where you will go, where you will stay, how you will travel, what the weather will be like, what you will wear, what you'll do and visit. Earlier this summer, I had a holiday in Cornwall, and I thought about all these things and more. In other words, when we're going on holiday, we think and plan them before we go, and probably during the holiday. Daily life involves thinking. It is, in a sense, trivial. We think about what we'll eat for breakfast, or what television programs we'll watch. But some is major. It may be thinking about a health problem or a family relationship. Jesus asks questions because he wants us to think things through with God. And God may confirm our thoughts. He may want to change our thoughts, and he may want to lead us into a new direction. Jesus asks questions. And I suggest to you, it's not simply because he wants us to think about things, but also he wants us to come to a decision. Jesus was in the synagogue on a Sabbath, and there was a man there with a withered arm. He knew the Pharisees were watching him and looking what he'd do on the Sabbath day. And so he asked a question, and it was to try and make the Pharisees think about how they should use their holy day, the Sabbath. Jesus, of course, gives us a clue. He's in the synagogue to worship on the Sabbath. But also, when he sees a man who needs healing, he heals him on the Sabbath. And Jesus surely poses us the same question. How do we use our holy day, the Lord's day? And then there's the parable of the Good Samaritan, in which it's a despised foreigner who helps the man who's been beaten and robbed. And Jesus is asking the lawyer, and he's asking us to think about and decide on our attitude to people whom we may look down upon or who are foreigners. Jesus poses questions and he wants decisions. This summer I reread Nicholas Montserrat's book, The Cruel Sea. Now, this book is all about the war in the Atlantic in the Second World War. Now, in the Second World War, the Allies brought convoys of ships over the Atlantic carrying men, weapons, and goods. And these merchant ships were attacked by German submarines. And in order to defend them, the Royal Navy gave the merchant ships a few warships to try to defend them and to fight off the German submarines. And the book, The Cruel Sea, is all about the war in the Atlantic. Now, on one particular occasion, there's a convoy going from England to Gibraltar. There are 21 merchant ships, and the German U-boats sink over half of them with a terrible loss of life and goods. And one of the Royal Naval ships there in support is a corvette. And the captain is faced with a couple of very important decisions. On one occasion, he sees some survivors in the sea. Does he stop and pick them up and save their lives? But at the same time, by stopping, make himself an easy target to any German submarine that spots him. The captain decides to stop. He picks up the survivors and he sails away safely. And then on another occasion, he spots some more survivors in the sea. But on this occasion, the corvette radar picks up that there's a German submarine directly below those survivors. So what does he do? Does he pick up the survivors and save their lives? Or does he try and sink the German submarine and stop future losses of ships, men, weapons, goods, etc.? The captain agonizes over this decision and he decides he'll try and sink the U-boat. And of course, in the process, he kills all the survivors in the sea. And afterwards, they found out that there isn't a German U-boat there after all. In our lives, we're all going to be faced with making decisions. Some will be trivial, some will be serious. Some will just affect us, some will affect other people. Some will have bad consequences, and some will have good consequences. I put it to you that one of the reasons that Jesus asks us questions is to help us to think and to bring us to a conclusion. He wants us to make decisions guided by God. Finally, let me come to our reading from Matthew's Gospel. Here is arguably the most important question in the whole of the Bible. Jesus is with his disciples in the territory of Caesarea Philippi, and he says to them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter replies, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Who is Jesus? Is he just a very great man? A great teacher? A great healer? A great martyr? Or is he something more? Is he the Son of the living God who can guide us how to live, forgive our sins, offer us life eternal, and bring us to God? I've thought about this question, and I've decided that for me, Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus poses us questions because he wants us to think and make decisions. Let's make sure that whatever we face, we think about it and we make decisions guided by God. Amen.